Thank you for calling customer support. My name is JT Jackson. May I get your zip code so I can see if you have an account with us, please?
Yes, 30033.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
Okay, I'm Charles Kesey, but I think the product was ordered by my wife, who is Frances Kesey.
All right. And for security purposes, can you verify the billing address that we have on file, sir?
Sure. 1380 Oak Grove Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30033.
All right. Give me one brief moment while I notate your account, sir.
Sure.
All right, sir. I see in my notes that you were advised of the 14-day trial and that you will be calling back. Sir?
Yes. Yes. Well, I need to preface this by saying my wife has memory problems. It's not exactly Alzheimer's, but she forgets things. When I talked to her about this watch, she said, I never ordered a watch. Why would I want something like that? Which she wasn't. She's not quite bedridden, but close.
Mm-hmm.
So she opened it. She showed it to me, said, I don't know why they sent me this. I don't want it. I said, well, call them up and explain that. Well, she forgot all about it. I found the box a little while ago after I looked at my credit card for the charge of $69.97. So basically, she should never have ordered it. She should have canceled her trial because she doesn't want it. I need to return it. What do I do?
All right. Give me one brief moment, sir. Well, sir, you don't have to issue it back, but if you decide, but I can give you a 35% refund since you are out of trial for the watch, sir. You can just keep the watch.
But we're just going to throw it away. I mean, I won't use it. I'm 80. I don't need that kind of watch.
All right. Well, if you still want to return it, you can return it. But do you still want the I can still give you the 35% refund, even if you return the watch, sir.
Okay, well then I don't want to spend the time packaging it up and send it back. So let me make a note of this. 35% refund. And what's your name?
JT Jackson.
JT Jackson. Okay. Okay, well, that's best I can do then.
Thanks. All right. All right, so that's the 35% refund you are you planning on returning it or not returning it so I can...
As long as I get a 35% refund either way, I'm not going to take the trouble to package it up and pay postage to send it back to you.
Well, with that, I would, for that to happen, I would have to keep your account. I wouldn't be able to cancel your account. Your account would be active, but you wouldn't be receiving any more billing on it because the last thing that was being billed was the $69.97.
Right. Okay.
So,
okay. You guaranteed me there's no more billing.
Yes, sir. Unless you ordered, only thing I see is on the 21st of March where there wasn't an attempt, but that was declined. But there's not like a monthly billing. So whatever that was declined will go through at some point because it's saying it's a Vibe Pods 12.
No idea what that is.
AirPods, basically. Headphones?
Yeah, okay. We don't use those.
Yes, that's the last thing that will be that would go through because it was declined on the 21st of March. But if it hasn't gone through now, then I highly doubt it's going to go through at any time.
Okay. Okay, well, if they arrive, then I'll just return them because that's not something either of us would use.
All right, sir. But since you are interested in a refund, I could offer you a 50% refund. But in order to get the 50%, you would have to return the watch.
It's not worth the trouble, JT.
Not worth it? All right.
JT, I'm 80 years old, so I'm not into all these gadgets.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
She's even into them less than I am. So why she ever ordered it, I have no idea. And she doesn't remember, but then she says, oh, I never heard that watch. It just came.
I got you. Well, give me one brief moment while I note your account, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Yes.
35% has been refunded. An email confirmation has been sent. You can expect that to hit your email about maybe within a few moments. You can check
Very
either
good.
Your junk folder or
right.
your spam folder for it. If it's not your direct messages, it should be titled "Your refund is on the way." Give your refund. It does take 3 to 5 business days to transfer over to your bank account. So give it about that 3 to 5 business days, and you should see it in there.
Okay. JT, thanks for your excellent service. I'll let you go rescue another customer.
No problem. Before you go, where did you do you know where your wife may have seen the ad for?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks again, JT. Bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.